Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Binge Parenting a Baby Blues Collection is a comic strip anthology by Rick Kirkman and Jerry Scott, gathered from the long-running Baby Blues series. The book presents a chronological selection of strips centered on the McPherson family, especially parents Daryl and Wanda, as they manage the constant demands of raising three children. Rather than offering parenting advice in a conventional instructional format, the collection uses humor, visual timing, and everyday situations to capture the disorder, repetition, and small victories that define family life. Its purpose is both comic and observational. It turns common parenting frustrations, such as tantrums, bills, school issues, teasing, and exhaustion, into readable, recognizable scenes. As a result, the book works less as a guide to child rearing than as a reflection of how parenting feels from the inside, especially when routine problems pile up and patience runs thin. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the McPherson family turns ordinary parenting into comic structure. The core of binge parenting is its focus on the everyday rhythm of family life rather than on dramatic plot events. The McPhersons are presented as a normal household with recurring pressures. Children need attention. Parents are stretched thin, and one small problem often triggers another. This structure matters because it lets the book draw humor from repetition and escalation. A forgotten task, a school issue, or a household disruption can become funny, precisely because readers recognize how familiar and accumulated these moments are. The strips do not rely on unrealistic exaggeration. Instead, they build comedy from timing, frustration, and the contrast between parental expectations and actual behavior. That approach makes the collection effective as social observation. It shows that parenting is often less about singular milestones than about endless management of interruptions. By organizing these scenes chronologically, the book also gives the sense of lived experience rather than isolated jokes, which strengthens its realism and gives the comedy a cumulative effect. Secondly, humor as a way of describing the strain of raising children. A defining feature of the collection is the way humor is used to frame stress without denying it. The comics acknowledge the practical pressures of raising children: timeouts, tattling, mess, sleep deprivation, and the constant need to adapt. What makes the book distinctive is that it does not separate laughter from frustration. Instead, it treats them as closely linked responses. This is important because many parenting books focus on solving problems, while Baby Blues focuses on recognizing them. That shift changes the reader's experience. The humor does not eliminate the difficulty of parenting, but it makes the difficulty easier to inhabit and discuss. The result is a form of relief based on recognition, rather than instruction. Readers can see that other families face the same petty disasters, which reduces the sense that chaos reflects failure. In that sense, the book functions as emotional normalization. It suggests that annoyance, fatigue, and confusion are not exceptions to family life, but part of its ordinary texture. And comedy becomes the method for making that texture bearable. Thirdly, why the collection depends on visual timing and strip-based storytelling. Because Binge Parenting is a comic strip collection, its storytelling depends heavily on visual rhythm and concise setup rather than extended narrative development. Each strip must establish a situation quickly, deliver a pivot, and complete the joke or observation in a small amount of space. That format is not a limitation so much as the book's main strength. Parenting is often experienced in fragments, interruptions, quick reactions, and repeated exchanges that do not build into neat episodes. The strip format mirrors that reality. It captures how family life moves in bursts, with little time for reflection before the next demand appears. Visual expression also carries much of the meaning, especially in the way faces, gestures, and body language reveal annoyance, confusion, affection, or resignation. This gives the collection a layered effect. The dialogue may be simple, but the art adds nuance that deepens the humor. Compared with prose-based parenting humor, the comic form can show mood instantly, making the emotional atmosphere as important as the punchline. That balance is central to the book's appeal and to its lasting readability. Fourthly, a family portrait that mixes affection with realistic irritation. The collection stands out because it does not treat family life as either idealized or cynical. Daryl and Wanda are portrayed as loving parents who are nevertheless frequently overwhelmed, and their children are drawn as both troublesome and recognizably childlike. That balance prevents the humor from becoming mean-spirited. Instead of mocking the family from a distance, the strips assume that irritation and affection coexist. This is a more accurate representation of many households than the polished versions found in idealized family entertainment. The book repeatedly shows that parents may be exhausted by their children while still caring deeply for them, and children may be chaotic without being malicious. That emotional complexity gives the anthology durability. Readers do not return only for jokes. They return because the characters feel familiar and believable. This also explains why the collection has broad appeal among parents and family readers. It reflects the tension between wanting order and living with disorder, and it does so without moralizing. The tone remains observant, which allows the humor to feel earned rather than forced. Lastly, what readers gain from a comic strip collection instead of a parenting manual? Binge parenting is best understood as a companion to parenting experience rather than an attempt to correct it. Readers looking for direct advice will find a different kind of value here: perspective, reassurance, and shared recognition. The book can be useful precisely because it does not prescribe solutions. Instead, it helps readers step back from the pressure of daily parenting and see the comic patterns in their own lives. That can be practically helpful in an indirect sense, since humor often makes stressful routines more manageable. It also has intellectual value as a cultural record of modern parenthood, especially in the ordinary domestic setting of a dual-parent household with multiple children. Compared with standard family humor books, this collection is stronger because it is built on a long-running, well-defined cast and a consistent tone. Compared with advice books, it is more honest about the fact that many parenting problems are not solved neatly. The result is a book that serves readers who want recognition rather than instruction, and who appreciate humor rooted in the real accumulation of family life rather than in abstract lessons. In conclusion, Binge Parenting: A Baby Blues Collection is most suitable for parents, caregivers, and readers who enjoy observational family humor grounded in recognizable domestic chaos. Its value lies in how accurately it captures the emotional texture of parenting without turning that experience into a lesson manual. Readers gain reassurance from seeing that tantrums, fatigue, unexpected expenses, and everyday interruptions are not unusual, but part of the normal pattern of family life. The collection can also be useful for readers who appreciate comic art as a form of social commentary, since it documents the rhythms of modern parenthood with clarity and consistency. What makes it stand out among similar humor collections is its balance of warmth and realism. It does not depend on cynicism, nor does it idealize family life. Instead, it treats affection, annoyance, and endurance as inseparable parts of the same household experience. That combination gives the book a specific identity within the parenting comic genre. It is not trying to instruct readers how to parent better, but to show them that the daily absurdities of parenting are widely shared, well-observed, and often funniest when they are most ordinary. If you would like to support Rick Kirkman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.